We're back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. Couple segments left here on the show, and we're going to dedicate those to the Manhattan Parks and Rec Department. Typically, we have them on the first Monday of the month. Of course, September's throwing a little bit of a wrench in those plans with Labor Day, so we're glad to have them on here on this Friday morning. And first segment, we're going to talk with Alfonso Leyva. He's a park planner. We'll get an update also from Stephen Bridenstine at the Flint Hills Discovery Center coming up. But Alfonso, tell us what's coming up here at the first, or at the next, I guess, Parks and Rec Advisory Board meeting, which is scheduled for the 13th of September.
Yeah, Brandon, glad to be here. As Brandon mentioned, Monday is a holiday, so we are pushing that Park and Rec Advisory Board to September 13th. It's going to be a light agenda. We're going to look at some recreation programs and updates, kind of review the current offerings and update on programs that have been reduced or are no longer offered by Parks and Rec. We're also going to update on the give an update on the Eisenhower Recreation Center opening. We still haven't determined a date and time, but that is soon to come. And you could tune in at 4:30 at City Hall on the Cox Cable Channel 3 or on the city's website.
All right, very good. Sorry, go ahead.
I could just chime in a little bit more on some of the special events that we have going on as well. Thursday, September 16th, we have pickleball open play and tournament at the last third Thursday of the year. We'll also be having the Movies Under the Stars Saturday, October 9th in City Park. And then we'll also have that 2021 Little Apple Glow Paddle, October 3rd from 7 to 9 p.m. out at the River Pond. And we'll also have the Howl and Prowl in City Park, October 24th from 6 to 7. It's a Sunday. And you could find out more information on these at mhkprd.com.
All right, great events there. That third Thursday, we're talking about that a little bit in our news this morning. Sounds like it's going to be a great event in downtown Manhattan. Looking forward to that. And, of course, the movie night sounds like a lot of fun, too. We're going to talk about pollinator pockets here today on the show. Tell us more about this.
Yeah, I believe I was on the show, it's probably been a year now, kind of talked about the pollinator pockets. We kind of began this mid-2020, early 2020. The idea came about late 2019. The park superintendent, Casey Smithson, and I were wanting to do something a little bit different in terms of maintaining our parkland. And one of the things we thought about was restoring some acres within our parkland to native prairie. And so kind of did a first look at this. We have over close to 700 acres of parkland within the city limits. So we thought, well, you know, there's some of this that we could definitely restore back to native prairie. We've identified approximately 18 acres for this first phase. You could, if you're interested about this, you could definitely look into look in for more information at mhkprd.com/pollinator pockets. And so throughout this whole process, we've been also working with multiple organizations in the community, not only within Parks and Rec. We've been working with Stephen there at the Flint Hills Discovery Center and Jared up at the zoo as we look to get some local support. We're also working with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife, the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks. We're working with some professors up at K-State. We're also working with the Kansas Wildlife Federation, the Kansas Native Plant Society, the Audubon of Kansas, and the Riley County Extension Master Gardeners as well. And we've recently been in contact with some of the neighbors around Goodnow Park who are interested in this initiative, and they want to get involved with implementing this pollinator pocket within Goodnow Park. And we're kind of teaming them up with the Master Gardeners group, and it's something that we're going to be working on over the next year or so, and into the near future. But we're always open to these types of partnerships, especially if neighbors want to welcome this kind of native prairie restoration in any park near them.
That sounds great. And we're so blessed in this part of the state and this part of the country to have such beautiful prairies. And I think that's a wonderful project you guys are doing together here to restore some of that here along our trails. Let's talk about some construction projects you have underway right now in the parks.
Yeah, we have quite a few big ones going on. Seems like last year really threw a kink in our process, and some of the projects that we wanted to accomplish last year are now, we're getting those accomplished now, but they all seem to be hitting us at the same time. But one of our big ones is we've been working on the Frank Annenberg Park trail and parking lot mitigation. So as most of the residents here in Manhattan know, in 2018, when we had that flooding out there along Wildcat Creek, Annenberg was affected, and it's affected at any time really that it floods along Wildcat Creek. And so this project is looking to mitigate that, the destruction of that parking lot south of the Twin Oaks complex. Right now it's asphalt mailings, but really when it floods, all those mailings go into Dishman Lake and beyond. And so FEMA has approved this project, and we'll be getting some FEMA funds and some Kansas State funds as well to get this project going. We've already done that. We've gone through the bidding process. Colty Construction out of St. Mary's got the bid, and we're looking to begin construction this coming Tuesday. Another one that we have going on is City Park, the Clarenberg Trail. Sometimes when I mention Clarenberg Trail, people don't quite know that the trail around the park, around City Park, is actually called Clarenberg Trail. So right now, about the north side, the south side, and the west side of the park, they have that 8-foot trail. That east side still has that 5-foot sidewalk, so it's a little bit tighter. And so that's really what we're looking to upgrade there. We're using community development block grant funds through HUD and some rec and trail tax as well. So this project essentially is looking to expand that trail. It's going to meander. It's not going to follow that edge like the sidewalk is now. It's going to meander a little bit through the park, still close to the edge. We went through that bidding process as well. T&M Construction out of Junction City was awarded that project, and we're also beginning next Tuesday on that. There's going to be some construction in City Park, and we are looking to see a completed project by about December 1st. Cool. And so, yeah, that kind of leads me into the last project that we have many projects, but this is, the ones of note really is another one in City Park is the playground and surfacing as well. We have the City Park playground is our largest playground within the Manhattan Park system. We are looking to update the surfacing, and we'll have some synthetic turf in there over the next couple of months. So most of that is being paid from the Special Parks and Rec Fund and turf, et cetera. Doing business through Cinlon was awarded that project. They are out of Missouri, and we're looking to begin construction later this fall, completed by the end of the year.
All right, some great projects there. By the way, it's 3 years ago today that Labor Day flood took place. Exactly.
Yep. So.
All right. Well, good looking projects there around town. We're gonna take a break now and. Appreciate Alfonso updating us here. We're going to hear from Stephen Bridenstine after the break here on News Radio KMAN.